Bloomington Normal hotels are slowly coming back to life after guests vanished when the coronavirus checked in.
So yeah, it's tough right now, and it's probably going to be tough the rest of the year and early into 2021.
That's Ray Sarisa from the Bloomington Normal Hotel and Lodging Association. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, with nonstop flights to Destin, Fort Walton Beach on Allegiant. The beach is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com. This is 89.1 WGLT and WGLT.org.
It's Tuesday, July 14th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with how Illinois high schools have had to sharply scale back practices in anticipation of the upcoming school year, as their sports seasons remain in jeopardy. More from Eric Stock.
Bloomington High School Athletic Director Tony Bauman says he felt good when the Illinois High School Association first announced Phase 4 return to play guidelines in early July.
I think there was a general level of optimism within high school coaches and I know in myself. Just the reminder of this past couple of days, I think, has made me a little bit more pessimistic and doubtful that we're going to for sure start on time with athletics.
The IHSA has limited physical contact and won't allow schools to scrimmage other schools over the summer. But Bauman says he understands health and academics must come before athletics.
The academic has to remain the focus, and the extracurricular part of it in athletics, as important as I think it is, I don't think it should take a priority.
Student athletes are also required to wear masks unless they're outside and are social distancing. Normal West Athletic Director Wes Temple says he understands the restrictions. He says it's just good the student athletes are getting some social interaction by being with their teammates again.
You know, if it means pulling the reins in a little bit now for the opportunity to play come August and September, you know, we'll do whatever we can to help keep our kids safe and maybe have an opportunity when it comes around.
Temple's notes that the changes haven't impacted the non-contact sports, tennis, swimming, and cross country. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. There were 6 new cases of the coronavirus reported yesterday in McLean County. We now have 49 active cases. That's the most since late May. Our testing positivity rate, though, is falling for the second straight day, down to 2.2%. Attorney General Kwame Raoul has filed a lawsuit on ISU's behalf seeking an injunction against a new Trump administration rule that could make it harder for international students to stay in the U.S. The Bloomington Fire Department says a smoke detector helped save the life of 2 people after a house fire early yesterday morning on Shagbark Court on the city's southwest side. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. Like so many parts of the Bloomington Normal economy, hotels are clawing their way back to life amid the coronavirus. In May, hotels here were less than a quarter occupied, with demand for rooms cut in half from the year before. Average room rates fell from $86 a night down to $66 a night, further cutting into revenue. Thousands of leisure and hospitality workers in Bloomington Normal have lost their jobs. Ray Sarisa is president of the Bloomington Normal Hotel and Lodging Association. Even with fewer employees, he says hotels around the community have launched stringent new cleaning programs to put guests and staff at ease as leisure and business travelers resume some of their activity.
Luckily, with lower occupancy, you've got more time to implement these programs in your guest rooms. So, for example, when this hit a week later, we shut down here at the DoubleTree, and I know some other hotels did as well. We shut down 70 of our 197 rooms just because it was just for efficiency. And, you know, there were some, we killed the power in some of those rooms. So we have the time, maybe not the staff, but since we have the time, it's just going to take a little bit longer. Now, if we were at 70, 75, 80, 85% occupancy, it would be very difficult and take a lot longer to roll out a program like this, because there's a lot of stuff.
So, Ray, you're the GM at the DoubleTree Hotel in Bloomington. You guys saw an occupancy drop from like 75% to 80% down to just 10% in mid-March when the virus first hit. I know you've inched up a bit since then, now about a third occupied. So who is that? Is that business travelers?
Yep. About the last month, we've seen a small spike in business travel. A lot of the business in town, and I'm speaking for a lot of the hotels, a lot of the business are special projects. You know, if they're coming in to work on something, whether it's at Rivian or the wind turbine people are in town, you know, and but majority of the business lately has been leisure. So we did see a spike after the stimulus checks started being issued. And, you know, Bloomington Normal isn't the same kind of leisure destination that Chicago is or St. Louis is. So that's different for what we're used to. You know, we do have lots of leisure guests on the weekends. But during the week, we've gained a lot more people just coming for a staycation, just to get away, birthday parties. We're seeing a spike in all that stuff. But, you know, for other corporate travel, until State Farm resumes or gets back to, you know, first of all, they've got to bring everybody back to work, then probably open up their campus to externals. And those externals are a lot of vendors that stay in our hotels throughout Bloomington Normal. Right now, those vendors can't go work at State Farm because their campus is closed. There's other events that did start. You know, Bloomington Normal is also a huge sports town. Many of the Special Olympics Summer Games was the first real big one to cancel. And, you know, that was devastating to all the hotels and restaurants in town, you know, and then a handful of other sporting events started canceling. But when we moved into phase 4, now we're starting to see some baseball teams return for baseball tournaments, and it's slowly coming back. But, you know, we're anxious to get all of our sports teams back and get them staying here and visiting our communities, staying in our hotels or eating in our restaurants and shopping in our stores.
So, Ray, let's end on some good news. Illinois Fire Juniors announced plans to build a 100-acre sports complex in North Normal, that including soccer. Development is expected to begin in the fall. What does that mean for hotels like yours?
That's huge. You know, that's going to generate all kinds of different tournaments, not just soccer. I'm on the Sports Commission board, and we had a representative from Fire on the call as well, just kind of, hey, congratulations kind of deal. What do you need from us? What can we do? And, you know, they're very excited, and so are we. Yeah, not just the hotels, but, you know, restaurants and other community leaders. This is going to be a great, great, you know, thing for our community, not just businesses and hotels, but community-wise as well.
Ray Sarisa is president of the Bloomington Normal Hotel and Lodging Association. Before we let you go, the Bloomington Liquor Commission meets today at 4. On the agenda is a license for a new restaurant called Crafted that's opening this fall on Airport Road. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, with nonstop flights to Denver on Frontier Airlines. The Mile High City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at cira.com.